Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Christmas season. Today we come to Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." After the angel Gabriel told Mary that she would be with child, she hurried off to see her cousin Elizabeth. Gabriel had told Mary that Elizabeth was going to have a baby in her old age, and Mary went to see Elizabeth for confirmation. Gabriel said that Elizabeth was 6 months along, so the pregnancy would be evident. Mary needed to see with her own eyes that the person who had been unable to conceive and was well past childbearing years was with child. If God could perform a miracle with Elizabeth, a virgin birth was not out of question. When Mary arrived, she saw the proof, and Elizabeth's baby leaped in her womb. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth proclaimed that Mary was blessed and would be the mother of the Lord. Many times when God calls us to do things for him, great things for him, he gives us proof that he's at work. In the Old Testament, he proved himself to people like Moses, Joshua, Gideon, and many others. In the New Testament, he proved himself to the disciples and Paul on the road to Damascus. God seldom calls us to step out with blind faith. He graciously demonstrates that he is at work and his word is true. He did it for Mary. He'll do it for you. Father, thank you for providing the proof I need to follow hard after you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.